It only took a couple of days for Delta residents to step forward and volunteer to fix damage at the Rest Haven Cemetery that was inflicted by the vandals' pickup, which smashed through fencing and rammed the gazebo during a late-night joyride on August 17th. Most of the gazebo repair project volunteers were with Bering Kaya Support Services, or BKSS, the base operations contractor at Fort Greely. BKSS site manager Ramsey Price says they all agreed it was just the right thing to do as members of the community.
We employ about 150 Delta residents, and so any issue or incident that affects the community of Delta, since we're part of the community, also affects us.
The gazebo was built in 2008 by a Delta youth for his Eagle Scout project, and Price said he did a good job.
The young man who built it actually built it very well. It was a solid structure.
Price says the gazebo roof and its foundation withstood the impact pretty well. He says the couple dozen BKSS employees and their family members invested about 20 hours of work in rebuilding the frame. Using donated materials and equipment, including a crane, bobcat, and operators from local electrical contractor Morley Electric, they rebuilt the frame, set the roof back down on it, and reattached it. Price says the structure is now strong once again, like the community spirit that motivated the volunteers.
The damage that was done to the gazebo, as far as we were concerned, was almost unconscionable. So it was a labor of love on our part to go out and restore the gazebo so that it would stand as a testimony to the strength of our community.
Meanwhile, Alaska State Troopers continue their investigation into the incident. Troopers say they've identified the vehicle based on chunks of debris left at the cemetery and other evidence. Troopers reportedly also have identified suspects, but aren't releasing any information while the investigation is ongoing. They're asking anyone with any information about the incident to give them a call. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.